Are you thinking about starting your own cash practice? Maybe you've already started your own practice and you're starting to realize that there's a lot to learn when it comes to business. We can be great clinicians, but if we don't understand the business side of having our own practice, we're going to have a hard time being successful in business. Guys, I wrote a book for you and I took everything that I've learned over the last 5 years of running a successful cash practice here in Atlanta, and I put it in this book, and I gave you everything that you need to be able to start and scale that practice past yourself. That book is called Fuck Insurance, and if you don't like the title, the book is not for you. If you do like the title, it's the exact book that you need to be reading right now. I show you exactly how to start. I show you what's important when it comes to marketing, when it comes to sales, when it comes to operations, and what stage you're actually at in the business, you know, where you're at, what you need to focus on while you're there, and how to get to the next stage. I'm trying to set it up in a way where you can get some clarity in your business. And the book for now is 100% free. All you have to do is go to finsurancebook.com. That's finsurancebook.com and get your free copy of the book that I wrote specifically to help you be successful in business. The book is free. All you got to do is pay for it to get to your door so that I don't lose my shirt on giving everybody all these books and sending them around the world. And again, head to finsurancebook.com. Learn how to run a successful cash practice today. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. Hey, what's going on, guys? Doc Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. And as always, thanks so much for listening. Today, what I want to do is help you make another $5,000 to $10,000 in your practice in a short period of time. I got this this idea from one of our mastermind members that asked me, hey man, how can I generate some quick cash at the end of the year? And so I have a couple ideas. Actually, there's a lot of ways to do it. So I'm just going to tell you a couple ways that we've found success, and that I've seen success with people that we have within our business development channels in our mastermind. And really, all of this is predicated on having a customer base or being willing to reach out to friends and family. If you don't have a customer base, some of you might just be starting out, and some of this might not make may not be quite applicable to you, but if you have seen patients and you have a side hustle or your full-time practice, this should be something that you should be able to get a really quick win with. And a lot of this is giving somebody a reason to give you more money, you know, in exchange for a service that provides value to them. Oftentimes we neglect our previous customers way too much. You know, we're so focused on a new patient volume, which is definitely important for the practice, but you forget that there's people that already know, like, and trust you, and some of them probably will continue to want to work with you unless you just don't give them any reason to do so, right? Like they say there's sort of two reasons why you lose a customer long term. Number one, you just don't give them any other reasons to come back in. There's nothing else for them to do. Or two, you've irritated them somehow, right? You offended them. And maybe that's the case. You know, some people may not want to work with you again, but many of them do, and you just don't have anything to give them, right? So here's two quick strategies. I'm not going to break them down, you know, exactly what to do, but I'm going to give you an idea of how you can do these, and then you implement them, right? So number one, end of the year is a great time to do what we call, like, FSA special or a pack. So a lot of people have flexible savings accounts. They roll over typically at the end of the year, and much of that that leftover money is basically, there's a period of time where if they don't use it, they lose it. It goes back to the employer. So, you know, the first time I found out about this, I was actually, like, first year in practice, and somebody had reached out to me and was like, hey, do you guys accept FSA dollars? And I said, yeah, we can take FSA dollars. And he goes, cool, because I want to buy a package. This is like December. And he goes, last year I had to buy like four pairs of glasses that I didn't need. And so he wanted to be able to buy a package of visits that he could use the following year so that he didn't have his FSA dollars basically just get reclaimed by the business that he worked for. So as quick, as literally as easy as just reaching out to people via email, you know, and just saying, hey, we have a FSA special. If you have any dollars left on your FSA account and you'd like to, you know, use them with us, we have this special package we put together. So it could be like a 4-pack of visits for, let's say, $500. If you're at 150 and you knock it down to 125, for somebody that has FSA dollars left, if you want to use them instead of them going back to your employee or employer, you know, let us know. And you limit it as well. Like, so only have a certain number of people that you're doing this with. So just say, hey, we can do, you know, 5 of these, we can do 10 of these. If you do 10, you say, hey, we got 10 of these. If you have FSA dollars you want to use before they expire, let us know. 10 people coming back in and buying a small package with you, $5,000 at the end of the year, can be a big difference, especially, you know, when people are traveling a lot. You know, December, excuse me, in a cash practice typically is one of the slower months because people are traveling so much. It's very much the complete opposite of insurance-based work where people have like hit their deductible and they're trying to squeeze in every last little visit they possibly can, like post-surgery. So very different, and it's a great way to start to like think about this stuff ahead of time, right? So it's October. So how do you mitigate some of the negative changes that happen towards the end of the year because of the slowdown, natural slowdown with a cash practice? Well, start to optimize your cash flow now over the next couple months, and it'll be a much smoother holidays for you. I remember the first time that, you know, the first month of our first year we're in business in December, I was like, man, this is, we're going to go out of business. I thought first year, I was like, oh, this is not working. What the hell happened? And I realized everybody feels better on the holidays. Everybody's, you know, had their money tied up in other things. And, you know, their back pain isn't necessarily the priority at that point in time. The other thing is an easy thing to kind of put back out there. And really, these are easy things to initiate and hopefully can be kind of a quick win to you or for your practice is reaching back out to people to do programming. So, you know, many of us, especially in this performance-based niche that we're in, and nutrition could fall under this as well. You know, we have these other skill sets that we oftentimes don't really use much in terms of a structured offering. And for those of you that are like have a background in strength and conditioning and, you know, you feel like you enjoy putting together a program for somebody, a training program, or, you know, you're efficient at it. You have a skill set in it. I don't recommend this if you don't. Like, don't think that you can just tell people, hey, let me put a workout program together for you. If you don't know what you're doing, it could take you forever. If you do know what you're doing and you've done it in the past and you're pretty efficient, this is a great way to start to create some recurring revenue within the business. So the second strategy that I would recommend would just be picking in again a number. So maybe let's say it's 10 people to say, hey, we have this special program for remote coaching where I can only take on 10 people. It's, let's call it $199 a month. You know, you'll stay at that as long as you decide to stay. Consider it like a founding member's rate. And first 10 people that, you know, want to work with me, I'll even do a free introductory assessment, hour-long assessment with them to make sure that we're catching everything. There are asymmetries and things that we need to train out in your custom program. And then you build our program for them on a monthly basis. But even if you catch, let's say, 10 people with that, or even 5 people with that. 5 people is additional $1,000 a month. That's $12,000 a year that you've added to your clinic with really, you know, some work on your end for sure, but not a massive amount. It can be done from anywhere. And it's definitely something that people see value in. I mean, there's a ton of different examples of people that are doing remote coaching and nutrition coaching could fall into this as well. You know, it could be anywhere between $100-$200 a month, maybe more depending on what you charge. Definitely more for custom programming. It just depends on your skill set and how well you can sell it. But really probably anywhere between $100 and $300 plus dollars a month. I've seen no resistance around $199 for programming and nutrition coaching as well. I think nutrition coaching is probably easier to sell, especially with people that beginning of the year are trying to, you know, basically just get back in shape. And, you know, you get 10 people at basically $200 a month. Now all of a sudden you're talking $2,000 with additional recurring revenue, depending on your stick rate and retention. That's an additional $20,000+ in your business in a year with a really quick offer that you can give to people. And you know, the other thing about this is if you put it out there and nobody wants it, then it's probably telling you that's not what your audience wants, which is also good information. Sure, it sucks that you're not making any money, but what's really nice is that you know not to put a lot of time and effort into that thing, which could take a long time to actually truly do a good job with building out. So we kind of call this like, you know, it's just a tester example of are people going to be into this because they vote with their wallet? If they don't, then it's not worth, you know, me doing again. But, you know, there's just things you have to try within your business, and you don't know if they're going to work until you put it out there. And you can hypothesize like, this is going to be amazing. You know, this is going to be a huge facet of my business. It's going to change everything for me. But it's like, dude, do you know that for sure? Before you go and put a ton of money and time into this, resources that are taking you away from other things, why don't you just like, you know, throw some bait out there and see if anybody bites. And the way they bite is by giving you money. They can say they're interested, but if they're not paying you for it, it's just subjective. They might just be nice to you. But when they pay with their wallet, they're honestly, you know, interested in that service. So there's two quick strategies for you. Should be able to reclaim and generate about $5,000 to $20,000 in a year, you know, in your business. Quick one, FSA pack, end of the year. Hey, don't let them roll over. If you have FSA dollars, let us know. You know, we can get a package. We have a special package for you guys at this rate. We only have, let's call it 10 of them, whatever. Put a number, make sure you put some scarcity and a number on it so that people know like there's not some fine, or, you know, infinite amount of people you can do this with. And the same thing with programming. So, you know, pick a number, hey, 5, 10 people, whatever, that want to work with me. This is what it looks like, custom program. You do an assessment with me for free. And then I work with you to hit these goals, X, Y, and Z, whatever. And reach back out to people that you think would be a good fit for it. We've already worked with them personally. Send them an email. Let them know what you're doing. Try to jump on the phone with them if need be. Just can answer any questions if they have any. And then see what happens. We've seen a lot of success with this, even with reactivation campaigns that we teach within our, you know, within our mastermind. We do within our own business. You know, they'll be anywhere between $5,000 and maybe on the high end, like $80,000 in reactivated revenue within a week. Depending on how big your prior customer list is and how good of a job you've maintained been at maintaining a relationship with them as well. That makes a big difference. But hey, $5,000 to $80,000 in a week is a hell of a good week for our businesses like ours, and can really make or break the end of your year and also the sanity that you have at the end of the year, like me. When you know, things slow down a little bit and you think, man, it's all over. I got to go find another job. It's not all over. Just try to improve your cash flow and be intelligent about when you're doing those things. End of the year will be much easier, and you'll be able to generate some quick cash wins within your business. So as always, guys, thanks so much for listening, and we'll catch you next time. You want more cash PT biz help? If so, go get a copy of my book, Fuck Insurance. It's your playbook to successful performance PT practice and never having to deal with insurance again. You can get a free copy at finsurancebook.com. That's finsurancebook.com. Inside this book, you'll learn the direct techniques that we have used to become one of the fastest 100% cash PT practices in the country.